With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump, accompanied by several of his adult children, calls it a very sad day, a dark day in America. Mr. Trump once again denounced prosecution as he showed up for court in Manhattan this morning.
Make no mistake about it. I'm here because of crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. He's destroying our country. This country is being destroyed rapidly, not slowly, rapidly. On the borders, on energy, on inflation, on everything you can name.
Closing arguments underway now, with the defense telling jurors that Mr. Trump is innocent and broke no laws. Once closing arguments are through, Judge Juan Merchan will charge the jury, and deliberations will begin, and that could happen as soon as later today. A series of powerful storms across the central and southern U.S. over the holiday weekend killed at least 23 people and left behind a wide path of shattered homes, businesses, and many power outages. Also at SRNNews.com, a deadly Gaza airstrike ramps up the pressure on Israel to hit the brakes in its war on Hamas terror.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a tragic mistake was made in an Israeli strike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians and, according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. Netanyahu did not elaborate on the error. Israel's military had initially said it carried out a precise airstrike on a Hamas compound, killing two senior militants. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Ireland, Spain, and Norway are officially recognizing a Palestinian state. It's a move that Israel says telegraphs a message that terrorism pays. On Wall Street, the Dow down 171 points. This is SRN News. Some good news in the war on pornography.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of that legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The Louisiana bill passed through the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. The new law in Louisiana set to go into effect on the 1st of October. This is SRN News. The free market is trying to compensate for the ravages of inflation that has decimated our pocketbooks over the past several years.
As the weather heats up, major retailers are stepping up discounts, hoping to entice shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with the goal of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, are getting introduced as inflation showed its first sign of easing this year. But it's not enough for consumers, who are struggling to pay for basic necessities as well as rent and car insurance. I'm Shelley Adler.
It's more proof, perhaps the best evidence yet, that artificial intelligence really is the next big thing. A group of investors will put up $6 billion to fund development of artificial intelligence by Elon Musk's X AI. More details, SRNNews.com.